NBC News Radio. I'm Scott Walterman. The U.S. aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush headed to the Persian Gulf, accompanied by a guided missile cruiser and a guided missile destroyer, in response to the al-Qaeda attack on Iraq, which has so far been successful in capturing a lot of territory. But NBC chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel is there and says that may be turning.
For the first time, the Iraqi army is fighting back against Islamic radicals and anti-government insurgents, launching airstrikes.
An unusual situation now is the interests of the United States, Iraq, Syria, and Iran all line up. Host of NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory, on the possibility of the U.S. working with Iran.
The United States government could say to Iran, look, we both have a common enemy here in al-Qaeda, destabilizing Iraq. Maliki is your guy, Iran. What are you going to do to help and work in common cause here?
This is NBC News Radio. SEPTA trains back up and running in Philadelphia. President Obama intervened and ordered them back to work. Here's NBC's Ron Mott.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett asked the president to step in when 400 workers walked off the job Friday demanding higher pay. Now an emergency board will mediate the conflict between the union and the transportation authority.
Busy couple of weeks ahead for the Supreme Court, the end of the session approaching. They still have to tackle religious rights of corporations, the speech rights of abortion protesters, and the privacy rights of people under arrest. In all 17 cases still unresolved, they meet tomorrow and Thursday to issue opinions. And it's Dame Angelina Jolie to you. Well, you don't actually call her that because she's not a British citizen, but she did get the honor, as an honorary deal, for her work for women in war zones. It's the female equivalent of being knighted and called Sir. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.